The 13th annual Skeena Wild Film and Photo Festival is coming to Prince Rupert on December 12. Hosted by North Coast Mountain Bike Association, it is being held at the Lester Center for the Arts. Doors open at 7 p.m. With the show beginning at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for youth 16 and under, and they are available to purchase at the door. A raffle will also be taking place with prizes donated for the event. All proceeds will go towards supporting the association's fundraising efforts to build a pump track in the community. The festival shines a light on the melting pot of stories, visions and perspectives of the Skeena watershed in the form of original short films, features, youth films and photographs. Seeing what the Skeena means to our collective communities is always incredibly inspiring, and this year, the theme of community and unity was strong, wrote Alice Arbuthnot, communication manager for Skeena Wild. Maybe it's because life has been tough these last few years, but what is reflected in the submissions, in true Northern fashion, is when the going gets tough, community comes together and sticks together, she continued. The stories, some contemplative and retrospective, some goofy, playful and full of adventure, are about people and place. About friends, family, and communities sharing space. The short film category includes films with serious topics such as the challenges facing the salmon and steelhead populations in the Skeena River, to fun films showing the abundance of adventure in the Skeena region on trails, frozen lakes, and the mountains. Skeena Bulkley Valley MP Taylor Bachrock's short, Paddle to the People, depicts the inspiring landscapes, lives and livelihoods he saw on his third annual solo canoe trip on the Kispia Ox and Skeena Rivers. The youth films are guaranteed to put a smile on everyone's face, from Brooklyn DeSouse's claymation film titled, Claybound at Shames, A Snowman's Journey, to Arbor Tilson's, Top 5 Parks in Terrace. Dangers of the Skeena, by Xavier Greelands and Cedar Tolstra delivers a humorous and sarcastic take on the danger of sharks in the Skeena. Oasis Cleveland's, Return of the Salmon, is developed, produced, acted and edited by youth ages 12 to 18 who attended the Skeena Wild Youth Leadership and Conservation 5-day camp. It is about a sockeye salmon called Sammy as he returns home to his birth river to spawn. The festival's feature films are filled with emotion. Following the Good Story, by Kelly Marsh depicts students from Kitimat City High School learning about the return of the Gupskolok's mortuary totem pole that was stolen from its location in the Kitlope in northwest BC in 1929. It is an emotional and uplifting story about a group of high school students connecting with historical events and features wise words from elders. Living Landscapes of Sagongwe. Kuljad, by Gwai Hannes follows the restoration of Sagongwe Inage after a hurricane-force windstorm event blew down more than 100 trees at the Haida Heritage Site in the winter of 2018. It dove into the history and rich culture found in the village. In Julian Crick's Midsummer Adventure, Hometown Edition, he sets up an adventurous summer day in Terrace for him and his partner, who is 38 weeks pregnant. Since they have to stay within 30 minutes of the hospital and cannot leave the city limits, he improvises. During intermission, the photo finalists will be shown on screen in the following categories: Wild People, Wild Places, Wild Things, and Youth. The voting period for the films and photographs has begun as the festival began in Terrace and Kitimat on Saturday, November 16. Voting can be accessed on the festival's website. Winners will be announced by mid-December. The films will go online after December 12 when the festival wraps up in Prince Rupert. We dreamt this festival up in 2010 as a way to support local homegrown talent, promote the Skeena watershed and its beauty, and bring our communities together to share stories, said Arbuthnot. It has continued this way ever since.